Welcome back to Action News on KGDY. I'm Dirk Hardthrottle.
And I'm Kelly Sunbeam.
In today's top story, an alien craft has landed in the Midwest carrying a child who is the last survivor of a doomed planet. Again.
This marks the 50th sole survivor of a dying planet to land in the Midwest so far this year. Tiny Town, Kansas has become a tourist destination for couples looking to adopt potentially superpowered children.
Oh, yeah. They come in from all over. Seems like nice enough folk. I tell them, you gotta watch out for that yellow sunshine. Get them kids slathered down in good old SPF 150, or they'll be ripping right through that nice crib you got them. Old Zeke down at the Five and Dime started ordering baby rattles made out of titanium. I always send them home with one of them, 'cause, you know, them kids might not have any other toys they don't destroy. Now, most of them, the heat vision doesn't come in until they're older, but I tell them, I say you need smoke detectors, and like as many as you can get your hands on. Zeke's got some of them, too. And you know, one other thing I tell them all the time, kids love wearing Band-Aids. It's okay to get the ones with the cartoons on them and give them to your kitty growing up. I mean, sure, they're never gonna have a scratch on them, but, you know, they like them Band-Aids.
Recently, a team of astronomers were asked to determine why so many children were arriving from doomed planets in a relatively small sector of space. I had a chance to speak personally with...
We interrupt this story.
Of course.
For some breaking news from our star reporter, Sally Simpson.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Sally. Having learned from experience, I think we'd better lead with this question. Have you been kidnapped?
Again?
Not so far, Dirk, but thank you for being concerned.
You're welcome.
There was a betting pool at the station again, wasn't there?
Maybe we'd better move on to the breaking news story.
Of course, Kelly. I'm standing outside of the Metradelphia Gold Reserves, a nearly impregnable fortress of security designed to keep even the most determined master criminal out.
Didn't they close the gold reserves because all of those security measures failed miserably, and it was being robbed twice weekly by some supervillain or another?
I understood the whole building had been converted into office space.
That is the story our government spread several years ago, but recent events have caused me to believe this was a hoax. The gold was never moved from the reserves. We were just told it was, because nothing prevents theft like the idea that there is nothing for anyone to steal.
That sounds uncharacteristically competent for the government, but what recent events are you talking about, Sally?
Well, mostly the fact that it's getting robbed as we speak.
Holy crow!
And that's not all, Dirk. The perpetrator of this dastardly act of malfeasance is none other than... Princess Perilous!
No!
No!
Yes.
For listeners who may not know, Princess Perilous, the ruler of Danger Zonia, has come to Metradelphia for peace talks to negotiate a peace treaty with neighboring country... Stop picking on Asia.
Despite having broken such treaties on... carry the four... many, many occasions.
Exactly. I believe we can say the peace talks were a ruse to get herself closer to the gold reserves. I'm approaching the villain as we speak. Hello, Princess Perilous.
Bow before me, peasant.
We really don't do that here.
Fine! Can you just at least stand over there? You're blocking my minions right now, and they happen to be very busy.
We really appreciate it, Miss Simpson. These bars are heavy.
Silence, minion!
Yes, Your Highness.
Princess Perilous, our listeners are dying to understand. Why are you doing this?
Why am I stealing gold? You really need me to explain to you why I'm stealing gold. Oh. Oh, this again. I really hate this city.
It sounds like the theme of the mysterious defender of our fair city. Yes, I see him swinging down from the rooftops. It's the Dark Cavalier.
Stop right there, Princess Perilous.
Yeah, what he said.
Oh my, it's German superhero Herr Blitzenschnell here as well.
Yeah, it is me. I'm sorry, I have a theme song as well. But it is very, very short.
Kneel before me, peasants.
We don't do that here. Drop that gold right now.
Ow! Jerry, that was my foot.
Imbeciles! I'm surrounded by incompetence. Pick that gold back up.
Can I go sit down for a minute? That really smart.
No!
Yes, Your Highness.
Oh, not another one.
Yes, indeed. The most powerful superhero in all of Metrodelphia. The defender of right and justice. The resplendent warrior who fights a never-ending battle for those in need.
And your boyfriend.
And my boyfriend. Captain Goody is here.
Hello, everyone. Seems like quite the party.
Kneel before me, peasants!
No. No, I don't think I will.
Getting a little tired of that.
Well, to be fair, we don't really do that here.
Princess Perilous, when faced by some of Metrodelphia's mightiest, there's no possible chance of your plan succeeding. Why don't you just give up on this doomed plot now?
Never! Minions, keep loading the armored truck!
Herr Blitzenschnell, shall we?
It would be my pleasure, Captain.
Oh, my. Captain Goody and Herr Blitzenschnell have used their super speed to unpack all of the stolen gold and returned it to its rightful place inside the reserves.
You aren't kidding. This gold is very, very heavy.
I know, right?
Silence, minion! Go get that gold back!
Yes, Your Highness.
Enough of this. I'll put a stop to this with my cable blaster.
A dark old chum, hold on a moment.
Ow!
You're captured, Princess Perilous. Now, to turn you over to the police.
Foolish peasant! You've played right into my hands! Don't you know that I've diplomatic immunity? Trying to arrest me is a crime itself. Captain Goody and Herr Blitzenschnell, I demand that you capture the Dark Cavalier and take him before the authorities. And while you're doing that, my minions will continue to load the gold into this armored truck.
Aw, man!
Silence!
Yes, Your Highness.
Oh, dear. Princess Perilous seems to have outmaneuvered our city's great defenders. Will she possibly get away with this dastardly plot to steal Metrodelphia's gold supply?
We'll find out right after this.
Dude, you're looking down in the dumps.
Bruh, I just got back from my doctor's. She says I have a vitamin deficiency. If I'm not careful, I'm gonna wind up with scurvy.
Dude, that's gnarly.
What am I gonna do, bruh? Fruits and vegetables are like spew town.
I don't know, dude. If only there was a way to get the vitamins you need in a refreshing drink you already love.
Sounds like somebody called for our help.
Princess Pilsner!
And Lagerlass!
We're saved!
But remember, our magic only works if you make a wise choice.
So which beer do you think could possibly provide you with the vitamins A, B, C, and E your body needs?
All with the great taste you love.
Dude, there's only one possible choice.
You know it, brah!
Gustav Growlerson's Summer Shandy with Lime!
You have chosen wisely!
Dude, it's a whole case of the tastiest vitamin-infused beer in the whole world!
Wow, bruh! Hey, ladies, is this beer really a nutritious choice that can cure my vitamin deficiency?
We're not legally allowed to say that in the commercial, boys, but enjoy.
Gustav Growlerson's. Please drink responsibly.
or all your beer will magically go flat.
There is nothing in this world more precious than the bond between a superhero and their faithful animal sidekick. If you are a hero looking for a companion with limitless love, devotion, and plot armor, then please consider the kind of companionship only available from a creature with fur or feathers. I'm Kimberly Hawkins, proprietor of CFA Rescue. Crime Fighting Animals Rescue is devoted to finding secret lairs for those special animals who are devoted to defending truth and justice. Let's hear from one of our many successful matches over the years. This is the voice of the Crimson Owl.
I fought crime with teenage sidekicks for years, but in the end, they grow up and leave the nest. Unless they're beaten to death with a crowbar, but that only happened once. I went to CFA Rescue and honestly didn't expect to find anything. But when I met with Diane, well, it was just fate. Yes, I love how silently she flies and the way she can pluck a semi-automatic pistol from a man's hand in under 2 seconds. But more than that, I just love this little ball of feathers, and I'm so glad she's part of my crime-fighting life now.
Whether you want to add a bulletproof hound, a cat with super speed, or a gerbil with an attitude to your crime-fighting arsenal, remember, at CFA Rescue, our companions will not only find a place on your team, they'll find a place in your heart.
And now over to the weather with retired superhero, the Countess of Clouds.
And lo, as the weekend approaches, we shall have increasingly beauteous weather. The sun shall shine through clear blue skies with the gentle breezes and cool evenings perfect for a nighttime stroll. Truly, it shall be some of the most pleasurable weather seen in Metrodelphia for the next few years. So let it be!
Well, that sounds incredible, Countess.
I know, Kelly. Sorry you will be unavailable to see it, what with your vacation to Seattle coming up.
Yes, well, I'm sure I'll cope just fine. Thank you.
I thought corporate didn't approve your vacation time, Kelly.
Shut up, Dirk.
Ah, yes. Anyway, over to traffic with our eye in the sky, Chopper Chad.
Thanks, Dirk. Traffic is looking pretty terrible at the moment. There's backups on all the bridges, construction has 29th Street closed off all the way to Wood Street, and on top of it all, somebody parked an armored car right outside of the old Metrodelphia Gold Reserves. Nobody's getting in or out of that area anytime soon. Additionally, on Ward Boulevard, there's an incident just getting cleared up now where a scientist who had been bitten by a radioactive Isodita was trying to transport himself back in time to before the accident happened. However, instead, he ended up with 2 time portals, one going to March 15th of last year and another going to March 15th of 1877. He ran out into traffic and was mildly injured by an oncoming car.
I'm glad the injuries were mild, but exactly why did the Tick Man cross the road?
To get to the other Ides. Back to you, Dirk.
And now over to Sports Summary with Heidi Bravado. Heidi's on location at the underwater city of Atlantis for this year's International Summer Games. Howdy, Heidi!
What was that, Heidi?
Sorry about that, Dirk. The static apnea event ran a little long. I just swam up to the surface, and I'm getting onto the boat with the satellite uplink.
Static apnea. That's holding your breath underwater, right?
That's an event? Well, probably not for much longer. The 2 remaining contestants were both mermaids, so the judges just called it a tie.
I see. Well, tell us about any of our local Metrodelphian athletes who'll be competing in the upcoming events. Any likely winners?
So glad you asked, Kelly. For the first time, there's a new extreme sport here at the Games, and nearly all the odds makers favor one of our Metrodelphia athletes to at least get the silver.
Well, that sounds promising. What's the sport?
Horse surfing.
Horse surfing?
Horse surfing! There's a large sandbar near Atlantis where everything's set up for the competition.
How do they get the horse to surf?
No, Kelly. It's surfers on wakeboards towed along by a horse. They can reach speeds of up to 40 miles an hour. I admit it's a little niche, but it's quickly becoming a fan favorite.
Horse surfing.
Trust me, it's an amazing spectator sport and just overall a great time.
Well, if you say so, Heidi. And who's the Metrodelphia athlete we should keep our eye out for?
Listeners are going to want to watch out for the Bulgarian team. They're some of the best in the world, and...
Wait. The Bulgarian team? Why is a Metrodelphia athlete on the Bulgarian team?
Well, she's the horse.
The horse?
Absolutely, Dirk. Future Glue was born and raised on a farm only about 10 miles outside of Metrodelphia.
Future Glue?
I didn't name her, okay? Anyway, she's a great beach horse and a real Metrodelphia champion.
Well, that's something anyway. We'll be rooting for Future Glue. Perhaps the first medal winner in Metrodelphia history.
Oh, you mean the horse actually gets a medal?
Well, not per se, but...
What is that?
Goodness, Heidi, what's happening?
That was... Yeah, that was probably the rare horse-eating bull shark. If you'll excuse me, guys.
Absolutely. We don't want you in any danger, Heidi.
What? Oh, no. I need to grab a spear gun.
A what?
All I want is one champion, you hear me, you boneless freak? From hell's heart, I stab at thee!
Well, that happened. Should we check in on Sally Simpson and the possible arrest of the Dark Cavalier?
Considering we're a news station, yes, I think that would be prudent. Sally, how are things there?
Surprisingly, not much to report, Dirk. You see...
You have to!
Nine. Not so much.
Just as a reminder, you're still having your minions steal the gold from the reserves. We have an obligation to stop that.
Come on, Fritz. Just a few more steps. I know you've moved that same bar of gold 6 times, but we can do this!
I'll take that for you.
No, Fritz, he's on the other team. Oh, forget it.
These really are quite heavy. Good thing I brought my patented gold levitation ionizer.
Well, can you at least untie me?
Sorry, we're a little busy here.
Come on! You're supposed to be arresting him!
One thing at a time. We'll arrest him after we foil this gold theft. If I don't disappear first.
You see? He's talking about leaving the scene of the crime. Arrest him now because I say so. I'm a princess.
We don't do that here.
You know, I feel uncomfortable trying to arrest a co-worker. I think I will go and make a report to the local constabulary.
Well, that sounds great! The police could come here and capture this hooligan!
Of course. I am feeling a little peckish. So I will stop for a bite first. Don't worry, it won't take too long.
That sounds like a swell idea, Herr Blitzenschnell.
Okay, Bob, Jeff, let's try this again. I think a fire line is going to be easiest. It's just a few feet over there to the truck.
Excuse me a moment, please.
Oh, my. Listeners, Captain Goody has picked up the armored truck and moved it about 50 feet down the street.
You're gonna move it back once we get close to it, aren't you?
It does seem like something I would do, doesn't it?
So, it seems like this particular stalemate is destined to continue for some time now. Princess Perilous is not able to steal the gold from the reserves, but Captain Goody and the Dark Cavalier are not able to apprehend her due to her diplomatic immunity. I don't know how this can possibly end.
Out of curiosity, do all of your minions have diplomatic immunity as well?
If I don't answer that, does that mean you won't punch me in the face?
Sounds like we have a solution, Captain. Not quite yet, Dirk. We need to hold off for just a moment. For what? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Guten Tag.
Oh, my! Herr Blitzenschnell has returned, carrying a pizza!
Not just any pizza, Sally. The signature pizza of Princess Perilous's home country of Dangerzonia.
A thin crust pizza with turkey and kale?
Yeah. Like I said, I was feeling peckish. So I took the highway to Dangerzonia, and I stopped for a couple of slices.
Did you also stop and report this to the police like you said?
Oh, nine. There was no need.
What?
Sally, you might want to take out your earpiece and turn the volume up. I think the people surrounding you will want to hear this.
We have some breaking news out of Dangerzonia. Moments ago, this broadcast began transmitting all across the country.
Brothers and sisters of the revolution, rejoice! At the advice of Herr Blitzenschnell, we have decided that now is the perfect time to strike. I am proud to report that we have taken the capital and brought down the corrupt monarchy of the Perilous family. While the tyrant remains abroad, we have successfully defeated all our opposition, and a new government will soon take shape. We are no longer beholden to Princess Perilous. Viva la Revolution!
Well, that was unexpected.
Especially since they don't speak French in Dangerzonia. Sally, how is everyone receiving the news there?
Well, Dirk, let's find out. Miss Perilous, how does it feel to learn you've been deposed, that you're no longer a princess, and that you no longer have diplomatic immunity all at the same time?
Bow down before me, peasants?
I'm guessing that's still a no. Now, minions, will you keep on trying to steal the gold reserves?
Gold is, like, really heavy, you know. And as my first act as a free citizen of Dangerzonia, I'm gonna take a nap.
Come on, your former highness. Now that you're no longer immune, we're taking you in.
Wait! I was still immune when you first arrested me! It's a crime ex ante facto. Hey!
See you tonight for canasta, Captain. Miss Sally, will you be joining us?
Absolutely, Herr Blitzenschnell. Dirk, Kelly, it appears the day is once again saved. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Sally. Additional news from the country of Dangerzonia. The country has long been unable to participate in international treaties and now has offered to adopt many of the last surviving children of exploded planets.
As the entire country is permanently covered in shadow, the children will not be exposed to yellow sunlight, allowing them to live a normal life.
A very pale, normal life.
That's all today from Action News on KGDY. I'm Dirk Hardthrottle.
And I'm Kelly Sunbeam.
And remember, if you're not wearing tights, stay out of the fight.
Stay tuned for more, listeners.
You have been listening to KGDY Episode 14, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Dirk and Bro were Rick Tennant. Kelly and Kimberly Hawkins were Brianna Kubi. Sally Simpson and the Rebel Leader were Jill Wenzel. The Midwesterner, the Crimson Owl, and the Minion were Andy Gastengee. Princess Perilous was Morgan Gastengee. The Dark Cavalier was Aaron Manka-White. Herr Blitzenschnell was Adam Gastengee. Dude and Chopper Chad were Andrew Dell. The Countess of Clouds and Princess Pilsner were Liz Music. Heidi Bravado and Lagerlass were Rebecca Scheimer. And Captain Goody was Dan Wenzel. News theme, Take a Chance, and Heroes theme by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Other music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, citizens. Stay tuned for more.
Hey, you know what would make you a hero to us? If you would consider joining the Seat of Our Pants Patreon account. Patreon.com/seatofourpantsplayers. And if you're already a Patreon supporter, this is all of us, the whole cast of Seat of Our Pants Players, saying thank you.